Welcome to Haunting History, the podcast that reaches back into the past for the events that shocked everyone. Tales of true crime, mystery, and the macabre. And when we're lucky, the stories where history and the people who lived it and the paranormal meet. Now, who doesn't live a good ghost story, right? Welcome back to Haunting History Podcast. I'm your host, Kat, and joining me, as always, is my friend and yours, Haley.
Hi.
Haley has some announcements this week. I'm leaving it up to her to do all the announcements because my mind is still, I'm still looking at the diary while she's talking. So go ahead, Haley.
So we know that you guys have a lot of questions regarding this season. We've gone through a lot of information in this case. A lot of it has changed as we've gone episode to episode because we get information, we put it out on an episode, and then it changes from files that we get from law enforcement or other family stories or interviews, and it all just kind of changes and contradicts itself. So we know that there's a lot of questions out there. We've already gotten some on our social media. So what we want to do is answer all of those questions in an upcoming episode. So what we need you all to do is to email us at hauntinghistorypodcast@gmail.com with whatever questions or clarifications you need. We want your emails by Wednesday, July 31st at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then on next Tuesday's episode, we will go over all of your questions. I have some questions.
We'll answer them all. We got some on social media. Thank you, Zach and Rachel, Rachel, Leah, Diane from Oxnard. We've gotten, I think that's most of them, but we've gotten a ton of questions. So don't think that your question is stupid or that someone else may ask it. People have asked me questions that have made me go back and double check things. So don't not ask. If you have a question or you have a theory of something that maybe I haven't looked at that closely or something I need to look at again, just go ahead and email us. Don't think it's silly. If you don't want us to say your name on the air, you can tell us not to say your name, but ask away. Just someone reminded me today that one thing could turn this whole thing around. So you have no idea if your one thing could be the thing that turns this whole case upside down and helps us figure something out. So don't be shy. Email us at hauntinghistorypodcast@gmail.com before 4 p.m. Wednesday. What was the date?
5 p.m. Wednesday.
5 p.m. Wednesday, July 31st.
And then secondly, we have some exciting news for our patrons. We will be putting out some exclusive interviews that are not on our regular episodes.
At what level? What level do they get to listen to extra audio?
It's $5.
The $5 a month audio. It's audio that we've gotten that we haven't been able to fit in onto the podcast. So, and it might be relevant, might not be relevant, but it's stuff that we haven't been able to use yet. So we'll share that with just our patrons.
And then if for whatever reason you don't join Patreon, your support is always appreciated on any of our social media pages. We have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook group, Facebook page.
And then there's the Deborah Lynn, find Deborah Lynn and Sons page. And we could always, we've been doing really well this season, but we always, always need reviews. Spotify and iTunes are, I think, the only ones that you can do, maybe Podbean too, that you can do reviews. And as always on iTunes, if you're on there, you can click 5 stars. Even if you already have a certain amount of time has gone by or a specific episode that you really like, click that 5 stars. That helps us a lot to gain traction in the different ratings publications. So click your little 5 stars.
Is that all we got?
Is that all the announcements you have?
I think so.
So we're going to get started then on the diary from 1979. It is the Ready Reference 1979 Desk Diary. And there's something really cute on the first page. And I don't know why, if she's referring to the TV show or if the diary was the right page, but she just wrote Price is Right on the first page. I don't know why. And then in the planning calendar, which she clearly was into astrology, and you'll know even more so that she's into astrology. Astrology, right? Astrology.
Yeah. What are you?
I don't know. It doesn't sound right right now.
Yeah.
In the next episode, we're answering questions. Someone asked me some questions, and it points back to astrology. So she was very into that. And she has at the top of the page, I was born on Tuesday, 8/49, 1952. And I'm not going to tell you everyone's birthday, but I think it's important to know all the people that she had in her book. These are clearly the people that were important to her. There's John's birthday, of course, the Finn's birthday, Neil Pat, who is John's brother, Josh and Jack's birthday, obviously, Jimmy Pat's, Joyce, Cheryl, Mom, Brenda, that's her sister, Joyce's sister, Chrissy, she even wrote my birthday right there, Dad, Ron, Frank, Diane, who is John's sister, Lucy, Pam, who is her sister, and then along the side she has like what the different signs are. So people in April, she wrote like Aries, Gemini, and then Marlene, she has our anniversary 1971 for September 11th, and then Danny Kim, she said John and I met on November 4th, 1970. She has Eunice in here. It's just really cute. I love that she was into all the signs. I think that she probably read a horoscope every day. I have a feeling. She started writing right away on Monday, January 1st. And then there's some, we're questioning this. She has at the top of a lot of the pages, she has an S and then she has it circled. And some of the days she has that circle more decorated than other days. And I argued with Jocelyn, actually. I thought it meant that it was a sunny day, but Jocelyn said it looked like it might mean the days that they had sex. And I kind of think that makes more sense as we go along, and you'll understand why. But on January 1st, she talks about they stayed home all day, went to Frank and Marlene's after the earthquake. And it says, earthquake 3:15, earthquake measured 4.6. And when I refer to Frank and Marlene Rocco, I'm going to pronounce it Rocco now. I don't know if their name, because I never got a chance to ask Eve if it was Rocco or Rocco. I don't know how they pronounce her last name. So I feel really bad.
It's Rocco.
Do you? I feel like it's Rocco.
Spell it.
R-O-C-C-O.
I think if it's a Rocco, it'd be two O's. Rocco is one O.
That'd be Rucco, right?
I think it's Rocco.
I'm going to say, now I don't know what I was going to say.
We're going to put a poll on Instagram.
Yeah, what is it? Rocco or Rucco? It's not Rucco. It's not O-O.
I think it's Rocco.
What did I say now? Now I can't even say what I was going to say.
Now you think it's Rucco. But I think
no,
it's Rocco.
No, you said Rucco would be R-O-O. I said that would be Rucco. Oh my gosh, now.
It's Rocco. It's 100% Rocco.
Okay, well, I'm sorry if you are listening, which I hope that you are, because you were mentioned a lot. If I'm pronouncing your name wrong, no disrespect. And I bet you I said it right, and now I'm going to say it wrong again. She talks about going to Frank and Marlene Rocco's house. On January 3rd, it says, me and the Finns stayed home and played all day. Later, John, me, and Frank went to the movies to see Animal House. It was a really funny movie. We enjoyed it. Had a good time. Marlene watched the Finns. And then on Thursday, January 4th, she has the S again, but this time it's lines around it, like almost like a sun. Stayed home. Nothing exciting happened except when we got into bed. So that's why I'm changing my theory that it's not the sun. There's a couple more references like that. And then the thing that she does differently in this one more is that she really didn't in the last one. She starts keeping track of funds. Like she writes laundry, $2.25. Picked up the coats, cost $52. And then on the bottom, she writes coats, $52. So she starts to write and keep track of all the money that she spends.
But I think that's only because there's a place for it.
Oh, she writes it up here too. See, gas, $3. She writes it at the top and then she adds it all together at the bottom. She wrote mom a letter on January 5th. Jax and Josh put on a show for me today and did somersaults down the hallway. How cute. Whenever she writes how cute, she writes it the same way. She writes how cute and puts an exclamation point. She writes how much she spent on groceries, how much she spent at Kmart. For those of you that don't know what Kmart is, any of the new, do you even know what Kmart is?
I mean, yeah, but I think they're all closed now. I think the last time I was at a Kmart, yeah, I was some like people might not seven. Know.
It's pretty much a Walmart. It's a cross between a Walmart it's the same as, it's the same as Walmart. It's no different than.
It's just a big.
It's a Target, Walmart. Yeah. It's
type store.
A discount store.
Discount store.
They ate at McDonald's and only cost $2.14. That's interesting. And then again on January 6th, she writes, the S again encircles it. Went to Marlene and Frank's, went to the mall to return John's shoes, went to skateboard park, had a really good time. I worked out. She's much more, this one she talks a lot about working out. On Sunday, she went roller skating on the beach with Marlene and others. Didn't do so good this time, but the sunset was beautiful. The Finns stayed home with John. They all watched the game at Frank's. It's like every day. Rocco's. Damn it. Rocco's. That's the way it is. Rocco's. So there's three options. Rocco's. I lost it again.
It's the Rocco's. I don't know why we're still talking about it.
Then on January 9th, she's writing every single day. Went skateboarding, worked out, jumped rope, did laundry, gas and car $5. Dr. Jacobs had a pap smear and checkup. Also check up for seizures.
The doctor that does her pap smear also does her checks on her seizures?
Yeah.
Aren't those supposed to be different doctors?
Maybe not. Price $35, so she's paying for her insurance or her doctors. Stayed out with Marlene's most of the day. Marlene watched Finns for me. Twins played outside. Later, Buffalo. I want to know if Buffalo, most of the time when Buffalo is mentioned, it's with the Rocco's. It's with the Rocco's. So I don't know if Buffalo is one of their kids. Later, Buffalo came over and we all went, maybe one of their brothers? Because he's coming over by himself. Frank or Marlene's?
Like,
Buffalo's mentioned a lot. The ones mentioned, I believe that their kids are Eve, Chrissy, and Buffalo. Unless Buffalo is like a brother or sister, one of their brothers. I don't know. But he's always mentioned, usually with the Rocco's too. Went to Frank's after it, stayed home, cooked dinner, went to Frank's. And then Saturday, she has two S's, and it's for Saturday, one for Saturday, one for Sunday. Stayed home most of the day. Ever since the new year, I've been in a really good mood, and I love it. And then she talks about all the money that she spent that day for laundry, a sweater, cakes, gas. On Tuesday the 15th, she writes that it was raining outside all day. And this is why I thought maybe the S was for sun, because there's no S on January 15th or January 16th, and she talks about it raining. So I don't know. I don't know what the S stands for. I don't know if it's the sun or if it's sex. I don't know. She seems like she would keep track of the sun. But then again, maybe she would more. I don't know. On January 15th, she talks about staying home. Not a lot. Talks about the kids, how they like to sing songs. On the 16th, went to Marlene's. Oh, and this one's kind of sad. Went to Marlene's, wished I didn't. Marlene was in a mood. On January 16th, Tuesday, January 16th. She sang with the kids. This is really weird. On Wednesday, January 17th, the S is back. Had a dream about Superman last night. I never watch it, nor do I know what time it is on or what channel. But it was on this morning after the Finns watch cartoons and were eating their breakfast. Weird. And then an exclamation point. And then came home, had stew in our new crock pot for dinner. The Finns wore their new Vans from the mall. Everyone was looking at them and commenting. And then she says, lost them for about 5 minutes. They were next door in a food store, but they stayed together.
They just walked off?
She lost them in the mall. Oh. They sound like a handful, don't they?
They're twin boys, I can imagine.
And then there's another S, and this one's really weird. Because it's S and then there's an S on January 19th. And then she talks about what a beautiful day. The sun is shining bright, not a cloud in the sky. See, this is what I thought it was for that. I wonder what we'll do today. And then stayed home in the morning, did laundry, $2.15 gas in the car, $3 went to skateboard park. John came late and met me there. We had a good time. Gave Finns rides. And then here's another S, but look, can you look over here? I don't know what that is. She has an S with this M next to it.
It's S-A-M, like in the morning.
Okay.
Right?
Sex in the morning,
S maybe? With a circle around it, and then that's A-M with a circle around
it. Maybe. Gas, $3, Saturday, early. Oh, yeah. So this is our confusion. Friday, January 19th, she does the S with a circle and says, what a beautiful day. The sun is shining bright, right? And then on Saturday, she writes S and then A-M for morning. and writes early morning love.
So it has to be sex.
I guess. I don't know. Early morning love. Went to the beach about 10 a.m. Station 23 in Santa Monica. John did some surfing while me and twins made a big road and drove trucks on it and then skipped rocks. Ate at Tommy's. It was gross. Went to Ralph. Spent $22. Went to skateboard park with John and the Finns. Was there almost 3 hours. Best time we've ever had there. Jack swept with the place with a big broom, and Josh kept bumming rides from people. And then Sunday was Super Bowl Sunday. It comes out at 1. And then I love this because I'm from Pennsylvania, and it says, I know Pittsburgh will win, and they did. Stayed home. Score was 31-34. John went grocery shopping. Buff and John, me and John. Oh, they went to, after the game, they went to skateboard park with Buff. And John and me crashed with the Finns in the big bowl. No one got hurt, thank God. See, Buff sounds like he's older. He doesn't sound like a kid, right, Buffalo?
I don't know, maybe.
And then on, she's writing every day, and she's another S. She's almost an S every single day. Went to the mall, returned John's pants. I thought this was cute. Bought John an album, Alan Parsons Project, $5. Do you even know who the Alan Parsons Project is?
No idea, but can I make a comment?
Yeah.
She seems much more lighthearted in this.
Than the last one? The 1978?
Yeah.
She's
more consistent.
She's definitely more consistent. She's writing constantly. And so far, I've not seen anything that looks like John's writing.
And two, I feel like it's a lot more detailed information of like
their relationship.
Their relationship and they're like, while she did a lot of activities in the other one, this is more like, it seems like they're just living life to the fullest every day. Like yeah, they're doing something every single day.
And then she writes about it. Like on Tuesday, no S on this day, by the way. Tuesday, January 23rd, the Finns played outside. We stayed home all day and then went to the Rocco's that night. Then she wrote, there's no S's. Started period, heavy bleeding and cramps. Oh boy, look out, mama's a bitch. John said he might not have to pay taxes on the trust fund. He something, I cannot read this word. And then it says yay in an explanation point. Tuesday they went to the Rocco's again.
So wait.
I don't know anything about the trust fund.
No, but I don't think before in the other diary she referred to it as like John, like it seems like it's John's thing.
That the trust fund is John's?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it has anything to do with her. And in the 1978, it looked like he wrote that thing about the money. Well, she wrote the money was coming in, but he wrote that someone died, like the last person died in the trust fund. And something about a camper crash. So maybe it had something to do with that.
Would Ron Kidwell know?
No. The only people that would know them, the only people that are still alive and healthy enough to give us information about this time period, the only people are Frank and Marlene. That's it. The 25th, they went to the Rocco's again. And then this one's kind of messy written. Like she's trying to fit a lot in. It says, Friday, January 26th, stayed home in the AM, went to Marlene's at 2:30. Frank watched the Finns while me, Marlene, Eve, and Mike went to see if we could get some skis. They were all sold out, so we went to Jan's Mall. And they were sold out. So we went to Ticketron to see if we could get tickets for the ski lifts, but they want $66 each. Then we were just going to go ahead and go up to Mountain High. We stayed up until 1 a.m. and then we went to bed. Strange people we are, because then we got up at 3:30 because we wanted to leave at 5 so we could get there by 7 so we could ski. Well, I decided to have a seizure. It lasted about 2 minutes this time, and I was out of it for at least 15 minutes. So we couldn't go because my arm hurt so bad. Besides, Buffalo didn't come home to watch the Finns and Chrissy. So we just wasn't meant to go. And then on Saturday, January 27th, she wrote, just hung around the Rocco's all day feeling bad because we didn't go skiing, but we had fun anyway. Me and Marlene went to some garage sales and did some grocery shopping. We are going to try and go next Saturday. What a day we are having. Ha ha. Sunday spent the day at the house. The Finns fought all day. I was pretty sore from the after effects of the seizure. Watched sports on TV, women pro surfing, and downhill skiing. John went to the store and spent $12. And of all the things, it snowed right here on our rooftops and streets. We took pictures.
Snowed in LA?
Snowed, yeah, right outside LA. And then on Monday, January 29th, the S is back. It said, me and the Finns took a shower this morning. They are fighting today like cats and dogs. I have to put them in separate rooms. Today is John's birthday, and I have a lot of things to do. The Finns are taking a nap now. And then she talks about going to the store. We invited Marlene and Frank and Chrissy, Eve, and Buff over for dinner. Was going to make lasagna, but had spaghetti instead. John said he enjoyed his birthday. Still feeling kind of strange after that seizure the other day. Stayed home all day and took a nap with the Finns. This is on Tuesday after John's birthday. Took a nap with the Finns, just laid around all day, worked out some, took a shower, and went to bed. Haven't felt the same since Sunday night. Her seizure? I think she meant Saturday night. Because I think it was Saturday night that they were going skiing. And then she crosses a bunch of stuff out. I don't know what she was going to say because it says haven't, and then a bunch of stuff crossed out. Same since Sunday night. So I don't know what she wrote there. Woke up with a headache, feeling really dizzy and strange all day. Headache in the front, in the forehead. Eyes feel very heavy. Took some aspirin, but it doesn't seem to help. Doing laundry, just staying with the Finns all day. Worked in the morning and then measured herself. And she says that she her bust is 35, waist is 26, hips 35, and 9.5-inch thighs. And then 19 calves, or calves 13. Thighs 19. Wow. Calves 19. Her thighs were 19 inches, her calves are 13. A man is coming to talk to us from, and then I cannot read this company name, tonight. It looks like Fortress. Tonight at 6 p.m. The Finns are taking a nap now, and they are really driving me. She says, really driving me to school with all this fighting. I'm taking them for sure next week to preschool. Starting to get a headache at 12, front of the forehead and eyes again. And it's weird because she was a nurse. So I feel like she always writes down the symptoms. And then, like, I took aspirin, I gave them. And then she writes, like, the kind of cough syrup she gave them.
Yeah.
So I think that's – and then if something happens, like, on the right side of one of the boys, she puts an R and it circles it. She doesn't write right. She just puts an R and circle, sort mm-hmm. of like a nurse would. The man came early, so we met with him and got me insured $19 a month. It was a really good deal that we just couldn't pass up. The guy's name is Shu, just for the record. Wrote in parentheses, just for the record. Like she was saying who the guy's name was.
Like and insurance I don't know. For a car?
No, no. I don't know if this is in reference to the insurance, the life insurance that we were talking about in the first episode. I mean, in the first part of the diary, she writes that the life insurance policy number. And we've talked about the life insurance policy mm-hmm. before. I kind of have a feeling it might be medical insurance. Because when she goes to the doctor to see her doctor, she pays $35, which is kind of a lot of money, I think, for 1979 for a doctor's visit.
Yeah.
Whereas if she had insurance, I don't think it would have been $35. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you think I'm crazy? Like no. $35 would not be a copay in 1979.
There's nothing happening upstairs, so if you want to just move on. I don't know what's going on. I can't. It's late. 30. I worked all day. You're speaking to me, but it's not registering in my brain.
I think that $35 is a lot of money for a copay.
I would have no idea.
I think that maybe this insurance, I mean, it could be the life insurance and people refer to her getting life insurance in February. She may have just gotten medical coverage in February. That whole life insurance thing might just be the wrong information. When we found out from the police file saying that she got life insurance in February before she disappeared in May, it may just be medical insurance.
But why would they confuse medical and life insurance just because of this diary?
You have to understand the information that we're getting is being read by someone that wasn't there that about something that happened 40 years ago. So I don't know. To me, it sounds like she got for $19 a month. That is an expensive life insurance policy in 1979. That sounds like medical insurance in 1979.
Okay.
Again, the S's are back at the top of the page. She talks about that they went skating at the park.
And again, we're still in entries that are happening every single day.
Every single day she's writing in here. Some of it's not interesting. Came home, worked out, hung out with the Finns, made dinner. Took pictures of the boys. Or took pictures of the Finns. She doesn't say boys. Went to Kmart, spent $10. Went to Sears and got a new vacuum cleaner, $50. Went to Ralph, spent $22.50. Was going to skateboard park, but it was too cold. It was sunny, though. Eh. And then there's an S at the top of the page. What does the S mean? Does it mean sex or does it mean sunny? I don't know. Kimberly sent us some homemade cards. Went to skateboard park with John and the Finns. There were pools of water and glass everywhere, but we rode anyways. Took some pictures of the snow-covered mountains in the background. Didn't stay long. Laid the Finns down for a nap and went back over to the skate park. I went back over to the skate park. This time the cops chased me out, but he was real nice to me about it. John went to Vaughn, spent $20. Frank and Marlene came over for dinner. We had a really good time. Talked about old times.
I want to talk to them so bad.
They could tell us so many things about them.
I get why they... I get why they don't, like, if I was super upset about something, I probably wouldn't want to talk about it either. But just to clarify things for Debbie's family.
Yeah, they could help Debbie's family so much. Was John a good guy or was he controlling? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, did they really get along the way that it sounds like they got along?
Mm-hmm.
Or were there problems in the marriage? Like, if anybody knew, their best friends knew. And they were with them every single day. I swear every day.
Like literally almost every day.
Especially the last 5 months of her life. Got a letter from Brenda on February 5th. Cheryl called today, talked for 35 minutes. I don't know who Cheryl is. And Cheryl's never come. Maybe it's one of her sisters. I have to ask. I don't remember all the sisters' names. But Cheryl hasn't come up in anything else. And I didn't see her mentioned in the beginning for birthdays either. I wonder who Cheryl is. What a beautiful day. The sky is as blue and clear in sort of Santa Ana winds condition. No S, by the way. She's talking about it being sunny and there's no S.
Okay.
It's especially great to see all the snow. It makes me feel like doing something. This is really weird. Makes me feel like doing something, but I don't know what! Exclamation point. I want to invent something or paint a picture or write a song or just go hiking in the mountains. I'm sitting here in the window writing and the sun is beating on my so hot against my back and it inspires me. So I went to the thrifty drugstore to get my prescription filled and then I got the Finns trucks 99 cents and some more 99 cent cars. She was inspired to go shopping and to hide them for their birthday. I got me a bra and some cards, and then we came home and ate and went to something, Wizards, and got shampoo somewhere. Then we went to Marlene's. Marlene's drugs, $6.15, shampoo, $9.03. She spent $9 on just shampoo. She bought some nice shampoo. In 1979, $9? That's a lie.
I don't spend that much on shampoo.
I just got a discount on my shampoo, and it was half off at $9. Like, I think it was $11 a half off. Then the next day she says, what? And the weather is beautiful. Ha ha.
Is there an S?
There is no S. She says, this is really weird. I'm going to read this whole thing, but I don't think it has a lot to do with what is on the bottom. But I put a little thing because I thought it was kind of bizarre. Today I enrolled the Finns in school. They really liked it there and felt comfortable. They just went and played right along with all the other kids. Jack stayed by my side for a while, but Josh went right in with the teacher. They did real good their first day. The teacher said they didn't even get upset when I left and went to the office for a while. They especially liked the playground. Afterwards, we went to Dada's work and had lunch with John at Old McD's Ding Dong. At Old Mickey's Ding Dong. I don't know. And we had a very nice time together. Then me and the Finns went to Marlene's and they played in the mud and had lots of fun. Got their vans all muddy. Then we came home and had a bath. What a day. And the weather was beautiful. Ha ha. Thinking you're smart, going to school, and thinking you're smart. Now I'm sitting in the sun. Oh, what fun. I don't know what that means. And the weather was beautiful. Ha ha. Thinking you smart, going to school and thinking you smart. Maybe a song?
I don't know. I feel like sometimes
it's a little rambly.
Yeah.
This one is, yeah. And it's, and she's more manic in her writing. Like she, her writing changes. Clearly it's all still her, but sometimes it's really pretty and fluid. And then other times just straight up and down. Like, I don't know. Thursday, Wednesday, February 7th, go to the Rocco's. Thursday, today, Jack and Josh went to school. I packed them a little lunch so they could eat with the other kids. They were excited about taking lunch. How cute, her little how cute thing. I explained to them that I was going to clean the house and then we would be together and play. They said okay and kissed me goodbye. Josh watched me leave out of the parking lot. Jax was too busy making music. Went home, worked out, cleaned house, and picked up the Finns. They said they learned about the letter S and G. They retired, came home, and took a nap. Me too. Marlene borrowed the car to go to Santa Monica. The day before this, she says, we came home and slept all day till Dada came home at 6. Then me and John went to see a surf movie. It wasn't that good. Marlene watched the Finns. And then the boys are getting sick February 9th. Jax has got a runny nose and a cough. And I thought this was really cute. People who are older will say that they went to the mall. And it's called the Oaks. She called it the Oaks, which is Thousand Oaks Mall. I got a pair of painter's pants and Levi's and a pair of candies. And she drew a picture of a shoe. Anybody that lived through the 80s will know what candies are. And painter's pants, really, from the 70s. We came home and this and that, took a nap. So she goes back and forth between calling them the Finns and this and that. Frank and Marlene and Mike came over later. Chrissy watched the Finns while we went jogging. Went grocery shopping earlier. So that's weird. I wonder if they all went jogging. She was embarrassed at the grocery store because she got a bunch of groceries but didn't realize that she didn't have a check left. So she had to go to the bank. It was very embarrassing. As Grover would say, I'm so embarrassed. The S's are back on Saturday, February 10th. John went surfing early this morning, said it was pretty foggy down there. Finns played outside. John watched them while I went shopping. John said he will be the housewife and clean the house. How sweet. I tried to go to the skateboard park, but got kicked out. Got a few good rides anyway. Stayed home to watch Saturday Night Live, but fell asleep. Sunday, John went surfing at 9, came home early. Wasn't too good. Went to the Rocco's later. They were going out, so we went to the skateboard park and did real good. Took the Finns. Everyone admired them. Mama's starting to have a runny nose now. Took February, she's writing every day. Took this and that to school. They really wanted to go there. Noses, even though they're runny noses, but so I took them. They helped pick their own lunches out, got gas in the Carmagia. So they had a Carmagia. Finn stayed home because they were congested and coughing all night. Marlene called and wanted to borrow the car. John got mad and yelled at her and she was really hurt. But John apologized now and everything is back to normal. Stayed home all day. Happy Valentine's Day, Wednesday, February 14th. John and I got each other cards. John got me some perfume, something flowers in a heart-shaped metal box. Oh, that you put in your drawer to make your clothes smell pretty. Josh and Jax got a card from Graham and Grandpa Kidwell and two fuzzy kittens. They carried them around all day. I stayed home all day. Josh and Jax stayed home from school, still coughing and congestion, ran the cool mist air on them. And then it's weird because she wrote on Thursday, February 15th, Josh and Jack stayed home from school, but then she crossed it out. She said she took him to the store. They have a cold. She cleaned the oven and did laundry and then says they were really bad in the store, throwing stuff out of the buggy and just being ornery, probably because they were tired after school.
So she said they didn't go to school, crossed it out, and then said that they were at school.
They were at school, yeah. Next day went to Marlene's all day. She and I went to Topanga Mall, but she didn't get anything. Me and Frank betted on some horses, but I didn't win. I lost $10. I don't think I'll bet anymore. Picked the Finns up. They liked taking their monkey and blankets to school. She didn't talk about that earlier. And then there was an S on that day. Then Saturday, John went surfing this morning, had some good rides, but some kid smashed his board up, but not so much that he went and bought. Oh, not so much. He went and bought a color TV, $400, charged it, RCA Color Tracks, 19-inch. We sat at home all day and night and watched it. Frank called and wanted to go to the movies, but we didn't have to go. It's so neat having a color TV. We actually watched Saturday Night Live the whole way through and in color. And then she writes, Sunday the 18th, John went to Ralph's. Me and Vince didn't feel good. We stayed home all day. We did nothing. Oh, yeah, I went skating for an hour. It was fun. And then on Monday, she crosses everything out and then writes Monday again and writes stayed home all day. And then Tuesday, the Finns went to school, even though they're still sick. She went to the Oaks while the Finns were at school, got $5 of stuff for my hair. And then this is literally every day. February 21st, she writes that she started her period again, took the boys to the doctors. Doctor said that the boys have bronchitis. Put them on Moxie. Bring them back before March 2nd. He said, keep them home. Don't send them to school. I said, well, they're not going to like that because they really love school. Oh, well. Mama will have to pretend school for them. Ben staying home from school on the 22nd. The boys are miserable because they're sick. And then the 24th and 25th are completely gone. The pages are missing.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know why, but they're gone. And then it skips. It goes from that date to February 23rd and then talks about the boys. No school, didn't do anything. Don't think I ever wrote about how the twins drive their cars all over me when I lay down. And then this is clearly John's writing. The 24th. And then because the 24th and the 25th are gone, right? And so the 29th. So it's a book. So this page would have been the 24th, then the 25th, and then the 26th. It's weird because it goes 27, and then it goes 28, and then the 29th is gone. But John's...
So right, to clarify, we're seeing the 21st, the 22nd.
The 23rd.
Then the 23rd. Then nothing until the 27th.
Right, and then it says the 28th, and then the nothing... Oh, maybe there wasn't a 29th, but it's February, so there's leap years, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says 24th, bought new dishes, and that's John's writing. And then it says 29th, the Rocco's anniversary, we went out with them. And that's his writing again. That's not her writing.
I think that says 25.
Does that say 25? Maybe it does. It's terrible writing.
Yeah, the 25th, it's not clear, but I think it's 25.
The Rocco's anniversary, we went out with them. That is John's writing. That is not her writing. This is the first time I've really seen his writing in here. See the T's?
Yeah.
That's him. I don't know if I'm just making him out of a molehill, but it's weird that those days are missing and then he's the one who wrote it in on the 23rd. And then on the 27th, she says, what a beautiful day. Finns went to school. I had a nice day. Went to the Rocco's for a bit. Both were in good moods. Me too. Then I went to see Dr. Jacobs about my throat and at 10:30, he gave me a shot of penicillin in my left hip. Wow. She paid $33 again, so her prices haven't gone down. So I don't know what the insurance was for. I really don't. Because her last visit was $35 and this one's $33. She spent $9.95 for cough syrup. Then I picked up the Finns and they were happy to see me. And of course, they didn't want to go home, so we went to Vaughn's. Came home, they rode on the motorcycles for a while. My butt hurts from the shot, and that's, I'm assuming from the shot. And that's something of a time. I don't know. Finns went to school on the 28th. So we have the 27th and the 28th. Finn's at school, went to school on the 28th, did some grocery shopping. Finn's played outside for a while. So wait, the pages that are missing, how many pages? So this is the 23rd. This would be the 24th, 25th, 26th. So actually 3 days are missing.
Yeah, the 24th, 25th, and 26th. But he only writes the 24th, 25th.
So it's just one piece of paper that was taken out, right? No, 24, 25, 26. So how is 27 here?
Because 24...
would be right here. 25, 26.
Well, we don't know. We just have scans of it. Did she scan it with like the book open?
It looks like it. So it looks like something came out right here. So that would be 24. And then you turn the page 25, 26.
And the back of 26 would be 27, but yeah. 27 is here.
So I'm confused. Like, it was just one page, 24 and 25 would be gone.
Mm-hmm.
But where's the 26? And he wrote 24, he wrote in 24, 25.
I don't know.
That's weird. Then the S's are back again. Makes appointment for Josh on March 1st. She makes an appointment for Josh to get his ears checked. Finns went to school and I paid the school $170. I think today's the day I went shopping, but I'm writing this on Tuesday and I can't really remember what on earth went on. So she would go back and write from the day before. This is Thursday and she was writing it on Tuesday. I don't know. And then this is the other thing. We had heard that she was not faithful to her doctors, right? She wasn't faithful to taking her medicine, wasn't faithful going to the doctors. On March 2nd, she says the Finns went to school. Dr. Jacobs, he wasn't there. They said my appointment wasn't till Monday. This isn't the first time that they made that mistake. So was it her fault or was it their fault that she wasn't faithful to her doctor's appointments? She says it's not the first time they made that mistake.
Yeah, but is she the one making the mistake?
I don't know.
If she's not taking medication.
Well, I don't think it makes you forgetful to not.
It has to alter your,
I don't know,
thinking.
It could be either one. John took the boys to the beach with him, surfing. They had a real nice time together. Me and Marlene went roller skating at Redondo Beach and had a real good time. Man, do the guys flirt with you there? The people are so different there. Not so many scrunches. There's an S on this day, too.
She's saying Redondo Beach is nicer?
Yeah. Not as many scrunches and the boys flirt with you there. Finn started coughing again. John rode my board. Sunday, Jax woke up with a temperature of 102, but it got better later. They spent $5 on gas. They have two cars, obviously. One that they call the LTD and one they call the Carmagia. And she put $5 in each car. Monday, March 5th, the S is back. The boys are still sick. It seems to be a running thing, the S and the boys being sick. On Tuesday, March 6th, Finns went to school and brought home a picture. How cute. I laid around the pool for 2 hours before I picked the Finns up. Didn't do anything special except had good sex. But then we always...
And there's an S. It has to mean sex.
Okay, hold on. This is really significant. Didn't do anything special except had good sex. But then we always have good sex. It seemed different this time. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I laid around the pool for 2 hours before I picked up the Finns. Didn't do anything special except had good sex. But then we always have good sex. It seemed different this time. So she's saying it was always good, but it seemed different this time. Maybe it's more personal. And he's not messing with it as much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's not writing it. Like every day is her. Wednesday, March 7th, the Finns went to school. She has a bunch of stuff crossed out. An S with very decorated S this time. Finns went to school. I got some offshore shorts at Surf Shop. The guy got roller skates in 10 minutes after I asked if they had some. Then called Makea and they were $75 to $80. They are really nice. I think I'm going to get a pair. He said the wheels on them are really good. Then they were made just like Kryptonics, which Kryptonics was a wheel. I remember that. And they perform about the same. Said they were soft and fast with some kind of special bearings. I can't read that. Pick Finns up for school. Teacher said Jax was coughing really bad. She said she was almost going to call me. Did some grocery shopping with them, in quotation marks. They were really bad. We're throwing the food out of the buggy. Well, they didn't feel good. And then Finns went to school. Maybe some pictures. I went jogging for half an hour, then went to the skateboard park and rode for a while. A cop seen me there, but didn't say anything. Maybe because I just kept on riding and ignored him. Or maybe because he never seen a girl there and just left me ride. I don't know. Two guys came over and was watching me, so I just left. Anyways, it was fun. And then she gives her waist measurements again. And she's lost weight everywhere. Now her waist is only 25 and a half. Her thighs are only 18. Her bust is 34. Since January 17th, I lost a half an inch in my bust, half an inch in my hips, half an inch in my waist, 1.5 in my thighs, half in my calves, half in my arms. Excellent night for sex, she wrote. She put it in quotes, and there's an S. And the next day, there's another S, but this one is another decorated S. Stopped at the Rocco's on the way back, picked up Eve. Me and she went surfing while John stayed home with a belly ache. Too bad. Oh, too bad, she wrote. All too bad. That's okay. He didn't miss anything. Surf was zilch. El Flato. I love that she wrote El Flato. Exclamation point. Anyway, me and Eve jumped in the H2O anyways. And froze our boobs off. We didn't even take the boards off the car, but we had fun betting in the people that we were the hot surfer girls or hot surfer Gia. I don't know. She might be referring to the Karma Gia, hot surfers Gia. I don't know. Next day, there's no S on the next day, but they went to the Rockers again. And then the next day, there's an S and she wrote excellent in front of it. Finn's went to school after we went to Marlene and Frank's. They played on the patio with Frank's tools and stuff. Marlene was sleeping in Eve's bed, but she wrote Evie's, E-V-I-E-S, bed. Jax and Josh went in to kiss her and make her get up. Josh pushed Jack's forehead to Marlene, and Jax leaned over the bed and kissed her softly on the cheek and to wake her up. Then Jax pushed Josh over to the bed, and he kissed Marlene. Marlene was surprised to get woken up like that. Marlene took them to pick up Evie while I went skateboarding in front of their house. It was a beautiful day. It was quiet, and the sun was shining. So I sat on the curb for a while. It was the last day of winter, and it turned into a beautiful day. This one just sounds so much more different, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And the twins went to school on March 12th, even though Jax threw up twice the night before. Cleaned an extra dirty house today. I went shopping. Picked up the boys from school, and then at 2:30 picked up Eve from school. She babysatted them till 6. She got finger paints. Oh, she's getting ready for their birthday party. Little cups. She wrote how cute again about something they did at school. Happy birthday, Jax and Josh. And she wrote balloons and everything, wrote Jax and Josh. They went to school today. The teacher said they were really happy today. I took them. It was their birthday, and they sang happy birthday. I did some grocery shopping for their party, picked up some things, and put them down for a nap. Josh wouldn't go to sleep for a while, but finally gave in. I decorated the dining room and their cakes and cleaned the house and cooked dinner. Not in that order. Anyway, Jax wanted a blue cake and Josh wanted a white cake. So I did just that. This morning I said, today's your birthday. And Josh said, all right. And Jax said, ah. Anyways, Frank, Marlene, Chrissy, Evie, Butt, and Buff came over for their party. The Finns were all excited. It was a fun party. Everyone enjoyed themselves and feasted on stuffed chicken. And then saying to the Finns, they were shy and wouldn't blow out their candles. John blew them out for them. We took pictures and ate blue and white cake. They got Play-Doh, bumper something, new Vans, books, ABC desk something, pants, Superman shirt, shorts, dartboard. And all of a sudden, Mama got exhausted. It's cute. Wednesday, March 14th, she talks about the boys going to school. She went jogging, cleaned the house, mailed the Reader's Digest letter, told them they made my eyebrows go down. I don't know what she means by that. Second time she's said that. March 15th, Finn's went to school. I went to the mall, went and got groceries. Josh is sick again on March 16th. And then on March 17th, she wrote, went to Saturday Beach Zuma. And then she violently crosses a bunch of stuff out, like just tons of stuff. Something about didn't stay the whole time, but it was fun. And John bought me some roller skates, $104, brown suede. I rode them at Marlene's later. I couldn't wait. Thank you, John. He loves me. I wanted to take them to bed with me. I really love them, but I love John more. Well, there's an S on this page too. Sunday, John went surfing early, said it was crumbly. Went skating in Santa Monica, but it was raining. So I cleaned up and went back home. I love my skates. Okay, and then on Wednesday, March 21st, the twins went to school and she said that she started her period and wrote, what a bitch I am. And then on Thursday, March 22nd, John wrote in here at the top of the page, mailed in tickets to South Bay Municipal Court. So they must have got a ticket. Date 3/10/79, 3 p.m. So they got a ticket that day and he's writing in here about the ticket, but he just writes important stuff. You know what I mean? Like the address and stuff. Kept Finn's home from school. I didn't feel like taking them. Tried to entertain them like at school, but they were just ornery. I think they know when I'm on the string. They can sense that I'm being bitchy. John, too, he gets really bitchy. I just affect all my men. Can't help it. Carol wants to go out Saturday night, just us girls. On the 23rd, Carol called, wants to go out. Oh, on March 23rd, Carol called and wants to go out. She wants me to come up to her place tonight for Corey's birthday. He's 1 year old. So we did. We got him a bathtub. John was studying for his state test on the smog and didn't come. Corey's so cute. He looks just like Carol. Finn's didn't like it that much. I didn't either. They seemed a little cold towards me. I don't know why. They just didn't seem to want to talk to me much. They seemed jealous of me. I don't want to sound vain, but they just wasn't that into me. I always show them or anyone how happy I am, and I think it's just too much for them to handle. Sorry, can't help. I'm happy.
And who is them?
Someone named Carol. Carol wants her to come to Corey's birthday party. I don't know who they are. Saturday, the S is back, and it's all decorated. John went surfing. John and I got really horny, laying in the hot sun. We went to a secluded beach with rocks all around, and what fun we had. And it just seemed, why does this one seem so different? She's more,
it's different in a lot of ways. It's way more personal. It's not just about the boys. It's every day. We have not skipped a day except for when the entries weren't there. The pages weren't there. There hasn't been a blank day. Like, she's writing every single day.
Yeah, then March 26th, the Finns went to school. I just want to mention how Jax eats his toast upside down like Neil Pat. So she actually wrote that. I just want to mention. Tuesday, March 27th, the boys went to school. She went grocery shopping. Talks about how weird it is. Went to Marlene and Frank's. Was mad that Frank didn't get home for dinner. The S is back. The boys are sick. The 28th and 29th. The 30th, another S. Took the boys to school. I think she says that she's going to stop taking them to school. The lady bugs her for being a little late, and she doesn't think it's a big deal. And plus, summer's coming, so why should she take him to school? April 2nd and 3rd, the Finn stayed home from school, and it looks like it was written later. Like, someone went back and wrote this. It doesn't look like John's writing, but it doesn't necessarily look like her writing either. And then April 4th, April 5th, just writing about roller skating. And the Roccos, going to the Roccos. Finns went to school, went to the Marlene's. Went to the beach with Carol and Linda. Went to the beach with Carol and Linda. I took Finns with me, came home, and went out with the girls. John watched the Finns. We went to dinner and out dancing, got home at 3 a.m. Saturday, April 7th. Can't remember what we did today, but of course went to Frank and Marlene's. And then this is definitely doesn't look like her writing. Finn stayed home, went roller skating. Finn stayed home, went roller skating. Finn stayed home, went roller skating. Colored eggs, how cute. And this is the first time it says Finn's last day of school, April 12th. They made an Easter basket in colored eggs. How cute. But she didn't write how cute her normal way. And these might be the pages that the police wanted to have looked at because it doesn't really look like her writing, but it doesn't look like his writing either. And she didn't do, every time she writes how cute, she writes it the same way. She did not write it the same way there. And I'll take a picture of it. I'll find another how cute and we'll put it on the website. On the April 13th, the S's are back. John got me some pretty purple flowers. Second time, but who's counting? Saturday, April 15th is, they went to County Line to go surfing. And this is all about Easter and things like that and being with the Roccos. And then this is really interesting. On April 16th, it says, Finns rode their motorcycles outside and we didn't do anything special. We then went to sleep. I met the girl next door. She got a pair of roller skates too. We went roller skating at the old pool. She really loosened up after roller skating with me. Kept showing her things to do. She's real nice. Her name is Denise. So this Denise, her next door neighbor, she met the next door neighbor, Denise, April 16th. She went missing on May 4th. So best friend ever, knew her for two weeks.
I think we established that Denise was a little delusional.
So weird. So yeah, the Denise thing, I don't think she knew her very long. Something about they went shopping with the boys. The boys got away again at the store. On Thursday, April 19th, me and Denise went roller skating for a while and we fell an awful lot for some reason. On April 21st, they bought John some skates too. And then something goes wrong with Jack's eyes. Jack's eyes started to get really red. Barbara called from Pennsylvania. She had a girl named Melissa Ann. And then on April 23rd, she started her period. What a drag. Finn's woke up twice last night to play. I took double medication today. Now, I don't know what that means. Why would she take double medication? I took double medication today, went grocery shopping, and spent $24. Finn's were buggy. Brought them home, spanked them, and put them to bed. Stayed home, did laundry, sat outside with the Finn's. Well, I did laundry. Didn't do anything all day. I stopped medication on the Finn's. Finn's April 25th. Now, we're coming up to the last day that she was heard for. April 25th, the Finn's wake up at 9. Josh woke up. Both of them had a temper tantrums before breakfast. I dressed them and sent them outside. Already 12 o'clock. How the time flies. Wednesday, April 25th is clearly her last entry. And then the next entries don't look like her writing. Dr. Golden, Jack's eyes on the 27th. April 28th, this is definitely not her writing and definitely John's writing. It says, Coast Highway still closed at Big Rock. We went to beach to Dana Point. More roller skating. There, more roller skaters there than surfers. We skated all over the place and had a good time. The beaches are really clean down there. Good surf. That is clearly his writing on Saturday, April 28th. And this is also the last day that anybody saw her or heard her. Frank Rocco heard her and the boys in the background on a phone call on the evening of April 28th.
And weird then, that he would write in it, though, if someone's saying she was around.
He wrote that. He clearly wrote that.
Yeah, the teaser. His tease.
Yeah. And then Monday, April 30th, Jack's eyes much better today. $15 from insurance company. That is definitely his writing.
Wait, you think? Oh, well, yeah, that.
Yeah, tea. That's his tea. That's his tea right there. But this tea doesn't look. It's
like she started the first line.
That doesn't look like her writing.
I think it does.
And then that's definitely John's writing right there. I don't know. That's April 30th. And then, well, wouldn't the police been able, Jack's eye much better today. Dr. Jacobs got $15 from insurance company credited to our account. I don't know. Okay. So now we're to the day that they disappeared.
Supposedly.
Allegedly. Friday, May 4th, there's nothing written in here at all. And it is clearly her last entry, for sure that's her, looks like April 25th. I'm a little leery about the other two. You think one line might be her on the 30th, but
yeah,
I don't agree. Saturday, May 5th, this is completely John's writing. Watch Kentucky Derby at the Rocco's in 8. Called Ann, no answer. And then at 11, spoke to Mr. Cronin. He knew nothing. Deb's mom's called me back at 3. I called all over the place, no luck.
So when were they supposedly at the airport? The 4th?
Friday, May 4th.
Okay.
At 11 p.m. On Saturday, he watched the Kentucky Derby at the Rocco's and 8. Called Ann, no answer.
She has been consistently writing.
Every day.
Everything, every day.
Yes.
What wouldn't make her write, mom is sick, have to go to Pennsylvania?
I don't know. And why she does not write to me.
But we found out it was a lie. So if she created the lie, maybe she wouldn't write it.
This is the problem with this entire story. Every time you have a theory, there is another theory. If she was going to her mom's, yes, she would write in the book. If she was lying about going to the mom's, she wouldn't write in the book.
Yeah.
So same. Everything has been like this. And clearly, to me, for sure, her last entry was April 25th. I don't think this is her. I don't think this is her. And Frank Rocco said that he heard her in the background on April 28th. So April 30th, May 1st, May 2nd and 3rd are missing from the book. 2nd and 3rd are gone. And then Friday, May 4th, nothing. And then Saturday. And she's written every day. You've seen that, right?
Every day.
And then Saturday, May 5th. He said that he watched Kentucky Derby. 11, spoke to Mr. Cronin, which is Debbie's dad. He knew nothing. Deb's mom called me back at 3. I called all over the place. No such luck. Says Wednesday, May 9th, 1 o'clock. Went to police again. This time, I spoke to a sergeant, and he and Deputy R. Hinman looked at the pictures I brought in and went over everything again. He told me that Detective Brooks will be helping me. Then at 8 o'clock, someone named Patty called. And then Thursday, May 10th, 2 o'clock, Detective Brooks called me at work. And then at 9 o'clock, went to the Rocco's tonight. Couldn't keep from being terribly upset. Friday, May 11th, at 8 o'clock, called Anne. They're about panicking, she said. That was at 5 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, called Tom and he suggested the TV news. Diane and George came over tonight and stayed till 11:30. Diane and George is his sister and brother-in-law. Saturday, May 12th. I'm about to go nuts. I'm going to hold myself together and find them no matter what it takes. I think of nothing but Deb and Josh and Jax. I feel okay for a few minutes, and then the next thing I know, I'm crying. I feel so helpless. I feel I should be doing something, but I don't know what. I called the detective today, but he was off. I'm going to go to the Rocco's tonight. I don't want to be left alone to worry. Tonight, we tried to use the Ouija board to find Deb. It spelled at home twice, but she never came home. It said she was okay. Josh and Jax were with her. Mother's Day. Sunday. Went to Diane's for Mother's Day without my Deb and Finn's. I can't bear it. Maybe she'll be home when I get back. Called Deb's mom at 11. All lines busy. Cindy called at 1. Finally got through to back east. Spoke to Deb's dad from Diane's house. On Sunday, May 13th. Oh, that was Sunday, May 13th. Went to Diane's. Left work at 10 a.m. Called the detective at 8:30. He had me call back at 2:30. He's going to get Deb's pictures in the News Chronicle. I asked him about a private detective, and he said I could do just as good a job myself. I'm going to the Evening Outlook and Malibu Motels tomorrow with Deb's picture. I saw Denise today. She mentioned how she felt Deb wasn't around and that the last time she saw her, Deb visited her. Deb seemed a little bit under pressure. Deb hardly talked at all. Mr. Book said it won't be till Wednesday or Thursday before he hears from Continental about the flight list. It comes from back east. He said he'd call me. Went to the Rocco's tonight. They said they were in tears about Deb and the Finns. Frank's going to go with me tomorrow. Tuesday, May 15th. Spent the day searching. And then it says Carol's, Beach Motels, Anne Borquest Hospital, Santa Monica, Debbie Jackson, Tom Altler, Yellow Cab, Supervisor, Ron Bayer, City Editor for the Evening Outlook, gave him family portrait, and he said he will get in touch with me or the police department and then call me about publishing it. I will call him tomorrow, the same time, 2:30. Frank suggested going to the nightclub from 4-7 that Deb went to with Carol and someone, I can't read it, and came home at 3 a.m. He's off work today. This one says, article in the paper, off work. Bonnie and Barb called. Barb said Deb said she was working and getting about $60 a night. I think they're twisting things a bit. I called Deb's dad and he asked why I told Robert that Deb left me. What the hell? She did. What am I supposed to say, for Christ's sake? I was questioning everyone I spoke to. Marcia, too, and she didn't like it that I haven't been home answering their calls. They don't realize that I'm going all over town looking for Deb and the boys. Said they're saying prayers in church for Deb and the Finns to come home soon. I'd settle for just a phone call or a letter. I came home to check the mail with the hope of a letter. Marcia also said, I told my little brother Deb left me. Again, of course I did, but I haven't even talked to him. Just my own folks. He was probably just telling her what he thought was going on. He thinks we're just having marital problems. I'm going to take off work as long as I can. Dawn said not to worry. It's something here. Met with Brooks Sergeant. Called Outlook. They said that it would run Thursday.
What's the thing about $60? Was she working during this time?
She never says anything. Once mentioned having a job. Bonnie and Barb called. Barb said Deb said she was working and getting about $60 a night.
She didn't talk about work once.
Not once. She never said she went to work. Not once. Which seems weird if she was working during this time. She's writing everything else but not writing about going to work.
Yeah, I don't know.
Said Deb was working and getting about $60 a night. And like, they're telling him that, like, he wouldn't know that his wife was working.
Yeah.
Thursday, May 17th, article in Outlook Today, 4:30, got up for gas. I don't know what that says. Ron gave me gas in the VW from his car.
Ron, his brother Ron?
No, I'm sorry. That says Don. Ron said he wasn't there. I think that says Don gave me gas in VW from his car.
Who's Don?
I don't know who Don is either. That's not an R.
I think it could be either.
I don't know.
That's what's so hard. Like, you can't read so much of that.
Yeah, it's really difficult. It says, drop negatives off of Deb and Jack and Josh. Got 31 copies. Went to all the motels with weekly or daily rates. Showed pictures to all. One lady said the name sounded familiar, but then when she went through her files, nothing. Then I went back over to Malibu and down to the Evening Outlook. Talked to Rob Berger and asked him and thanked him for the article. Says I asked him again and thanked him for the big article, and he gave me the photos back. Drove around Santa Monica for a while, then to WLA, so West LA, then back home. Bills in the mail, nothing else.
So he thinks a letter is going to come from her?
I don't know why.
Like, he's saying she ran away. Yeah. She's going to send a letter like, hey, this is where I'm at. He'll
be happy with just a letter. I don't know. Called Dr. Jacobs and asked about possibility of Deb having what Brooks mentioned, a chemical imbalance. He said he's heard of it but felt it's unlikely in Deb's case. And then in parentheses, January 26th, last seizure. Dottie called and asked her about their old friends, and she told me that Lonnie recently broke up with her old man, but that Deb hadn't talked to them in a year. And then Friday, May 18th, called Brooks, got a call about that. He said he got a call about the ad. And then the top it says, called Inspector Diane and Cindy. He's off work this day. Someone saw them 5th and Wilshire in Santa Monica. They were seen, described the red checkered shirts Deb always wears on the fins. The girl said she was attracted to the real cute twins on the sidewalk in matchy outfits and all blonde. He wouldn't give me her name. Frank and I went to the area and walked around. We ran into Cindy, who told us that she showed a headshot to people, and one old man said he saw Deb on 5th Street, and a lady saw the twins on Ocean. Deb was probably right there, but wasn't noticed. We went all day, then went to the airport at 9 to 12. All the yellow cabs saw the poster in their office. Got all the other cab companies to post the ad in their offices. Everyone was willing to help. We got home around 1:30. I spent the night, then called at Frank's. Someone called at Frank's. I can't read that. And so called.
Spent the night at
he Frank's. Spent at the Rocco's. Okay. And called at Frank's, and we were out. And she talked to Marlene about 45 minutes. It says, staked out Linda's job. Went to Linda something's house and questioned her in person for the first time. She doesn't seem to know anything and said Deb didn't meet anyone that night that they went out, and they stayed out pretty much. They all stayed pretty much together. She did say that Deb was really smoking a lot, mainly her alone, and drinking a lot. Sunday, May 19th. Santa Monica Markets. I got employees to post the ad in their offices. Frank got Gregory to post the ad in the bus company office. The bus drivers see everything in Santa Monica and West LA. I called Anne and she wrote, she wants to come out and find Deb. Spoke to Neil Pat for a minute. Dad was out. Sunday, May 20th. DJ called and I spent 3 hours around 5th Street. Got Chrissy a present, but didn't see them today. They went on a picnic, and I put the card on their door. There are so many blondes in Santa Monica, it's hard to get a good look when driving past. I've been parking and been walking around. I haven't seen any twins at all. And I wonder if they're in that area just that one day when they were seen. I get all the calls at night, but none are Deb, just more worried and concerned people. And I never have anything good to say. Cindy called at 10 for Carol and Linda's number, and she just talked to Ann in PA. That didn't even make sense. He worked on Saturday, though. The May 21st, Outlook in Santa Monica Police today. They took and made copies of the head for the watch, I'm assuming headshot, for the watch commander to give to patrols. I bought 15 papers today. They're all gone at the paper company. I spent the rest of the day in Santa Monica, visited Cindy, and later called Mr. Cronin and talked for a while. Went back to work today. The guys mentioned how I look so much thinner. I've taken my belt in two holes. I didn't like working when I should be out looking for my family. On May 23rd, got pizzas and went to the Rocco's for dinner. Marlene was just going to get some Geppetto's pizza when I called. We talked about where Deb's head must be at and what should we do next. Maybe if Deb's mom came out and got on the news, who knows? Since she hasn't contacted anyone that we know of, who's to say that she'd come to her senses by seeing any of us? Thursday, May 24th, he wrote 20 days today on the top. I brought Frank some more copies of the Outlook and our portrait. He's going to get them to John Paletti. He lived with Eunice Pedrano from Channel 7 News. Personals on Eyewitness News. Frank called him today and he said he would help tell something when he came home tonight. I hope to get an interview with her tomorrow. Frank said he would let me know by noon tomorrow. And if I don't hear from her by then, I'll look her up myself. And then the next page is Friday, May 25th. There's no entry. All it says is third week across the top. And then that's it. The rest of the book is empty.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Haunting History Podcast. Be sure to like, follow, and comment on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Haunting History Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to all your favorites. Visit our website at hauntinghistorypodcast.com for more information on each episode. Until next time, I'm Kat, and remember, the living are far scarier than any ghost.